Glory to God forever and ever. Jesus the Christ is alive. He's the Lord God Almighty. The Holy Spirit is God. He's the Spirit of Jesus Christ, the Spirit of the Father. Amen. Lord, we give you this time. We pray for Israel, for the peace of Jerusalem and the peace of Israel. We also pray that you send out laborers. Holy Spirit, send out laborers to Israel, to the Middle East, as you continue to send out those who are proclaiming the gospel. Give them the anointing. Give them finances. In the wonderful name of Jesus, amen. The chief end of man is to know God. Man was born to fellowship with God, with Jesus Christ. His presence is the most wonderful, most beautiful presence. He himself, the most wonderful, most beautiful person in the universe. Amen. He's God Almighty. Every person who makes it to heaven will fellowship with him forever and will be in the glorious presence of God, the presence of Jesus. Heaven is filled with the presence of Jesus. So, a man who was a pastor in the United States, visited heaven. Angels came to his house. He said, heaven is filled with the presence of Jesus. Amen. And he said, it's so glorious. Every person who's been to heaven says, it's beyond words. His presence is available on the earth. And so, when someone receives salvation, they've begun that, you could call it, it's a new life. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. Jesus makes us new creations. In God, we are, man is the image of God and has the potential of being saved and having the actual image of God because Jesus Christ came to the earth as a man. And so now God Almighty, he sees someone who's saved, he sees that person, but he sees the image of his son, Jesus Christ. It's a glorious mystery. But it's so simple and so wonderful. This week, today's Monday, I want to continue to this series, the personality of the Holy Spirit, the person of the Holy Spirit. So wonderful, this subject. And present it maybe in a, well, present the same thing, because the presence of Jesus is the answer. The simplicity of knowing God Almighty. It's both. An eternal revelation, knowing him is an eternal revelation. He's so awesome, so glorious, so in every which way that for all of eternity we will be in awe of him. I mean, it's just beyond, and yet it's simple. Today, you, any person in the world, can know him and walk with him today and receive their amount of daily bread, which is the daily amount of Jesus Christ, the daily amount of God in their life today, just for today. And it's what we were created to do. It's normal, it's natural, it's simple, it's easy. It's so easy. Jesus even revealed, he said, you must become like a child. So easy. We can learn from the five-year-old child. They keep it simple, don't they? They are simple, and they have unconditional love. And then we learn everything in our most holy faith is like that. Simple, easy, wonderful, a glorious revelation. Like even those things like faith, we thought faith was maybe difficult, but it's simple. It's just relying on God. He gives us the faith. He gives us everything that we need. But the greatest thing, how do we receive all of this? Experiencing His presence and glory. That's the one thing. That's, if I do, well, the next series might be the presence of Jesus. That just so wonderful, so just beyond comprehension that God would offer His to fellowship with a person. Human beings, most human beings will not even spend any time with us, right? I mean, people, certain people, they're so important that we could never even meet them. And yet God Almighty, Jesus the Christ, He's the most exclusive person. He's God Almighty, and yet He's available all the time to every person on the earth. Truly glorious and wonderful. I want to explain something to you. I'm an evangelist, and I want to proclaim this message over and over and over again. And that's why I'm not getting into too much into specific teachings and scripture, which is all so wonderful. It all reveals Jesus Christ in the gospel, because it's so important. Let's look at the main things and the big picture, and the most important thing for our ministry in evangelism is to proclaim the gospel and proclaim salvation. The simple message: Jesus saves, Jesus heals, and infinitely more. And recently I'm focusing on the answer, the glory of the Lord, the presence of Jesus. It's just so glorious. This topic will last forever. Forever. You understand, I could give a million messages. We could create a million websites, publish a million books, and we would just be beginning to understand, to experience His glory. I mean, that's even an understatement. I mean, it's just beyond comprehension. It's the presence of Jesus, the glory of the Lord, is beyond words. Beyond words. Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. Treasure. And so someone may say, well, you're saying the same things. We need to hear something different. You know, people have even, a few people have told me, Jim, you're bored. What? Absolutely not. The only thing we need is the presence of Jesus, the glory of the Lord. That's the only thing. That's everything. Someone who finds that, they found everything. Everything. Nothing else matters. We are canceled. We disappear. Everything is gone. Everything. We are a new creation. That person. And so remember, very few find that. Very few. There's many reasons why I'm continuing to proclaim this. Many reasons. I would like to give 20 podcasts a day proclaiming this same message, but I want to do it just present it and let it go. Okay? It's up to, and these, all of these things, it's nothing about me. It's that when we know the Lord and the anointing, the things that we are speaking about, are mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. Eternal, glorious mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. And an example of that is that it's fully up to a person whether or not they receive this. First, it's whether or not they receive salvation. It's fully 100% up to a person. I was thinking, well, and that's a deep mystery of the kingdom of heaven, that God loves the world. He sent Jesus to die for the world. Jesus fulfilled God's plan, finished the work that the Father had for him to do. Jesus spoke about that. Died, rose again. The resurrection is the greatest miracle. Ascended to heaven and is alive forever. I mean, greater love has no man than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. That's how much God loves the world. And yet, it's fully up to a person whether or not they receive that, right? Salvation. Same thing with the presence of Jesus. Same thing with the glory of the Lord. Fully, and God will not make anyone receive him. And the tragedy is most choose self instead of God. That's putting it mildly. And their eternal destiny depends on this. And yet they just don't even care, right? They're apathetic. They're hostile to the gospel. They make fun of it. They make light of it. They make fun. They persecute those who proclaim it. They make fun of people like Oral Roberts and great men of God who ask for money. They use the Lord's name in vain. They have no care at all. We see that. You know, I don't want to be negative, but Reinhard Bonnke himself, the great patriarch of the faith, spoke about these things, and he spoke very strongly. And if you want to see someone who's a man of God who did God's will, just look at his life. I mean, almost 80 million people saved through his ministry. And it's just incredible. That's one man with God. He had the anointing. That's the answer. So I want to encourage you. What a glorious opportunity every day that we can know him, walk with him, experience his presence and glory. And you know, with Reinhard Bonnke, he spoke about the celebration. He said, my family, I've got a wife and family, and we're serving the Lord, and we're rejoicing in the Lord, and it's such a glorious life with Jesus. Amen. We've missed it in so many ways. We've missed it completely. I mean, I could give that example, that progression of how human beings, if you look at human beings, we just completely miss it. If you ever want to read something that's an indictment on human beings, read Mark Twain's writing called Man, the Lowest Animal. He reveals that man is like lower than animals in terms of what it's just, we just totally miss it. And now, what's the famous scripture? We all fall short of the glory of God. That's true. We all do. But we can strive to let's just walk with Jesus. It's simple. Let's just walk with him. So I mentioned that about Reinhard Bonnke, even though he was this patriarch of the faith, preached to just millions. Do you realize he preached to more people than anyone really in history? Okay, and then let me give this, I'll finish up with this, just so we can learn from these great men of God. Kenneth Hagin, who so many people criticize, another patriarch of the faith, his books have been published, more than 100 million books, a patriarch of the faith. And I spoke to someone who knew him and said, it's amazing how untouched he is by his fame. It's just so simple. And he said, you're lucky to get three words out of him. He just walked with Jesus Christ. And they asked him at the end of his life, what's been the key? The presence of Jesus. That's the key. So even though these two men, I give this as an example, something new I've never said in this podcast, in case someone accuses me of not presenting anything new, these two patriarchs, it was just simple. They walked with Jesus Christ and pursued him with, they followed what Jesus said to do, sought him with all their heart, and they worked very hard in ministry and all of that, but it was all about Jesus and his presence and the anointing. They just did that. You know, they didn't care about their fame. They didn't care about all those things. So that's the key. You know, the takeaway from this is, no matter who we are, whether we're someone in ministry with a big ministry or not, it's the same thing. It's just walking with the Lord every day. Amen. Amen. And just knowing him, his presence, his glory, such a wonderful thing. Administrative side, please, we are grateful for your partnership. We need your prayers, your support, your financial support. Email us at hello@wonderreality.org. We pray for you and believing with you. People have listened to this podcast in more than 75 nations around the world, probably more than that. And we've got at least seven platforms that we're proclaiming the gospel on. A recent initiative is the websites we've created, which are getting a lot of traffic. And even today, dealing with a lot of technical difficulties with the sites and various problems that we're working out. But there's great news. People are finding these sites from really just about every continent, more than 25 or 30 nations. I mean, people in North America, South America, Europe, all over Europe, the Far East, China, Tokyo, Japan, India, other places around. People are finding these sites. We're not promoting them other than putting them in our podcast notes, no promotion, and that just in the last week. This is a great way to reach people. You know, we've got various platforms and more than 45 Christian books published, and our website, our main website, gets a lot of traffic, wonderreality.org. But these websites, if anyone has a device, internet, anywhere, they can get these sites immediately for free. And really hear the gospel, learn about this glorious new life with Jesus, learn about the glory of the Lord immediately. They don't need anything else, and it's free for them. But we need your financial support. I mean, doing websites, it is expensive. I mean, one website often is $5,000 or $10,000. And then there's hosting. So if these sites continue to get more and more traffic, we have a plan to do a lot of websites. We've got probably, you know, 20 to 25 solid websites that we have created. The goal is to do a lot more, but we need your financial support. Blessings to you. Thanks for listening.